The United States Armed Forces Radio Service presents My Little Margie, starring Gail Storm and Charles Farrell. Like most hard-working executives, Margie's father, Vern, needs a little relaxation now and then. But what Margie objects to is where Vern relaxes. And the same objection is shared by Vern's lady friend, Connie.
Connie, we're going to have to do something about Dad. He's going to his lodge again tonight.
What? Another visit to the ancient fraternal order of roosters?
That's right. Dad's a very enthusiastic rooster, especially since they elected him Featherhead. Margie, that's head feather, but only of the local nest. Well, I wish he'd cackle at home once in a while. This makes the fifth time this week he's going to the lodge.
He's sure wearing himself out.
Oh, I'll say. He's burning the candle at both ends. And if he doesn't stop shearing the wool off the sheep that lays the golden eggs, he'll pump it dry.
Huh?
What I mean is...
Never mind, Margie. I see what you mean. But I don't know why.
Hi, girls. How's everything? Have you heard our new lodge slogan? Fly up high, be a booster. Salute him, boys. He's a cockeyed rooster.
But, Dad, roosters can't fly very high.
Oh, no? You should see our lodge meetings.
But, Dan, they can't possibly have a meeting every night.
Oh, that's true. I've been going over to the lodge hall to play cards. My game happens to be bridge. And you know very well I'd give anything to get a good game of bridge going.
Well, you can play just as well at home. You don't have to run off every night to a stuffy club room with nothing there but a bunch of men telling stories about traveling salesmen.
Yes, I'm beginning to feel neglected.
That's right. Connie would like to hear some of those stories, too.
Well, I don't mind playing bridge with Connie, but who else is there around here to play with?
Well, there are lots of nice people in this building. You ought to get friendly with some of them.
Well, I've met some of those people. They're nothing but a bunch of drips. And now, if you girls will excuse me, I've got things to do.
Well, of all the pig-headed man.
Connie, please. That pig-headed man happens to be my father. But don't worry. I'll think of a way to keep him at home. I've compiled a list of some of the nicer tenants in this building.
Yes, Vern. And I'm sure any of them would make lovely bridge partners. We ought to invite them up and show a little neighborly spirit.
Who, for example?
Well, Mr. and Mrs. Clark on the fourth floor.
The Clarks? No, they're too quarrelsome. Why, they've had more fights than a pair of YMCA boxing gloves.
I wonder why she stayed with him for so many years if he keeps smacking her around.
Well, I guess it's because he promised to leave her all his money someday. And when a girl figures she's going to hit the jackpot, she doesn't mind getting a few slugs with it.
Okay, forget the Clarks. How about the Robinsons?
The Robinsons?
Uh-huh.
I should say not. Why, that guy's dishonest. He makes phone calls with buttons.
Phone calls with buttons? How do you know?
Oh, Dad saw him in the drugstore. He went into the booth, made a long-distance call, and came out holding his pants up. But I say that's no proof.
Well, then there's the Platts in apartment 9A.
Old man Platt? Heck no. He keeps boring me with his troubles. He told me that he worked day and night for years to build up a thriving, prosperous business. And then overnight, tragedy.
What happened?
His pushcart burned down.
Well, if you aren't the fussiest man I ever did see.
Dad, what about Mr. and Mrs. Gibney? They're quite nice.
Yeah, Gibney's nice in an insane sort of way.
What do you mean? What's wrong with Mr. Gibney?
Oh, that crazy inventor. He's trying to cross radishes with lead so he can get repeater pencils.
Well, I think he's very interesting. He told me about a bird he's trying to breed that's half chicken and half parrot.
Well, now, what good is a bird that's half chicken and half parrot?
As soon as she lays an egg, she yells, "Come and get it!"
No, I'm very sorry, girls, but you'll have to do better than that. There isn't a couple on that list I'd care to associate with, much less get into a delicate, nerve-wracking situation like a bridge game.
Oh, wait
Wait a minute, Dad. Don't go yet. There's one more couple I haven't mentioned yet. They just moved in yesterday. Mr. and Mrs. Motley on the 9th floor.
Motley?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know anything about them.
I do. Mrs. Odette, you know the Motley?
Yes. Her name is Helen. His is Sam. They're from Chicago. He's a building contractor. She was his secretary before they got married. She's allergic to strawberries. They have a small child, a living room in bird's eye maple, a dog, and a pet canary named Fifi.
Wow.
I was over there for a minute this morning.
For a minute? Sounds like you spent the weekend with them.
No, just a minute. But Mrs. Motley talks so much.
What do you mean she talks so much?
Well, let's say she has a high dramatic voice. She threw her tongue right into high and never even stopped to shift.
And you want me to play bridge with that?
Now hold it, Dad. Nobody's perfect. Besides, Mrs. Odette's is probably exaggerating. How about it? Shall I call them up and have them come over this evening?
No. Definitely, positively, absolutely, and irrevocably, no.
Well, come on, make up your mind.
Well, goodbye, Margie. I'm going.
Where to, Dad?
To the club, of course. So long.
Oh, but you can't. You're having company tonight.
Company? What company?
The ones I invited. Mr. and Mrs. Motley.
What? I distinctly remember saying not to.
Oh, that was just your outer self talking. Your inner self probably wants to meet them very much.
My inner self? Holy mackerel, how do you know so much about my inner self?
I guess I'm nothing but a peeping Tom. Besides, they sounded like very nice people when I talked to them on the phone. They said they'd be glad to come over and play cards tonight.
Fine, then they can play with my inner self. My outer self will be at the club. Call me up and let me know who won.
Now, Ted, it's too late to back out. Now they'll be here at 8 o'clock.
Oh, the things you do to me. And I suppose you're all set for a big, exciting evening.
Oh, I wouldn't say that. I'm seeing Freddie.
I've seen Freddie, and I wouldn't say it either.
I mean, we're going to a movie, that's all.
Margie! Oh, Margie!
That sounds like Freddie now.
Really? I thought it was a lovesick tugboat calling to its mate.
Hiya, Margie.
Hi.
Hello, Mr. Albright.
Well, speak of the devil.
The devil? Gee, I'd like to hear that story.
What story?
The one about the devil. They say that thereby hangs a tale.
this is the end. Well, Pipsqueak, so you're going to the movies, eh?
Yes, sir. I see every movie that's worth sneaking into.
You shouldn't sneak in. Haven't you learned that crime doesn't pay?
So what? Neither do I. Besides, I have certain methods that are foolproof. My favorite is where I insult the guy at the door and he punches me in the nose.
Well, how does that get you into the show?
They've got to take me inside to revive me, don't they?
I've got just one question to ask.
What's that?
How can anybody tell when you come to?
Very funny. Very funny.
Don't worry, Dad. Freddie's not going to sneak in with me along.
That's right. When I take Margie, I pay for the tickets in the usual way.
What usual way?
She gives me the money.
Well, Dad, it's almost 8 o'clock. They'll be here any minute.
Yeah. You know, I just phoned Mr. Motley out of courtesy, and he seemed like a pretty nice guy. By the time we were through talking, we were calling each other Vern and Sam.
I guess Freddie and I will be getting along to the show. Have a nice game, Dad.
Oh, just a minute, Margie. Huh? I was saving the best news for last. Before the Motleys can come over, they've got to get a babysitter for their child.
So?
So it's too late to hire one.
So?
So, who do you think isn't going to the movies tonight?
Freddie, it was nice of you to come.
My pleasure, Margie. While you're sitting with their baby, I'll be sitting with mine.
Well, let's see. 9A, 9B. Oh, here's their apartment.
Yes?
Good evening, Mrs. Motley.
Oh, hello, children. Come in, come in.
Mrs. Motley?
No.
Wait, now, don't tell me.
You must be Margie.
Yes, and this is...
And this is Freddy, of course.
That's right.
My, you're so cute. What a lovely couple. I hope you'll take good care of Junior. There's cookies and ginger ale in the kitchen for you. Let me take your coats and fruit in the bowl. Just make yourselves at home. Is there anything you want? If there is, just ask for it.
When will we get a chance?
What? He means with Junior keeping us busy.
Oh, Junior won't be any trouble. Oh, Sam, they're here. That's my husband, Junior's asleep. Sam, come on, we're late. And be sure you don't wake Junior up.
If he's not awake now, he's got a tin ear.
All right, Helen. Oh, hello, kids. Well, I was just checking on Junior. Looks like a little angel when he's sleeping. Helen, are you ready?
All ready, dear.
Fine. Come on, let's go. If there's one thing I like, it's a good game of cards. Well, see you later, kids.
Thanks.
Good night, children.
Boy, that gal can really talk. Her mouth seems to be forever open.
I'll bet her husband's afraid to take her to the beach. Her tongue might get sunburned.
Well, anyway, there's one good thing. The baby's asleep.
Yeah, I'm glad of that. I've never taken care of a baby before.
Ah, don't worry. Sounds like this kid's a pretty solid sleeper.
But suppose he wakes up? Suppose we have to give him a bath? Do you know how to test the temperature of the water?
Oh, sure. If the baby gets red, the water's too hot. If the baby gets blue, the water's too cold.
But what happens if the baby turns white?
That just proves he needed a bath.
Freddy, do you think we could take a look at him? I love to watch little children.
Oh, sure. Come on into the bedroom. Hey, be careful, Margie. Now, don't make any noise.
Don't worry. There he is, Freddy. Isn't he sweet? Sleeping with the covers over his head.
With a mother like that, that's just self-defense.
You know, a baby like this does something to me. It arouses all my maternal instincts. I want to hold him in my arms and rock him gently and hum a lullaby in his little pink ears. Just try it, sister, and I'll build you one.
Junior, you're supposed to be a baby.
Yeah? What are you supposed to be, prune face? I see a better head on a glass of beer.
Freddy, I started this because I wanted Dad to stay home and play cards. But you know something?
What?
We got the raw deal.